Good morning. You listen to FordAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I'm talking to Mike Husby, who's the chief commercial officer at Thornton's Flooring, based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. I saw you out in San Diego at the Fuse meeting. Been exposed to Thornton a whole lot in the last year. You guys joined the NFA about a year and a half ago, and we did a best practices on your organization last year in June 2025, and you have three stores, and everybody that I talk about Thornton says, man, you got to go see these stores because they're large, they have a wide assortment. Tell us a little bit about Thornton's.
Thornton Flooring was actually started in 1982 by Dick and Don Thornton out of their garage. So back then, it was a much simpler time, and Dick had a couple rolls of carpet and a couple rolls of vinyl and used his home as the showroom. Realized in a hurry that he could make more if he bought more. So he started to inventory model very quickly and scale up and would bring on promo goods and rolls throughout the years. That's just kind of become our motto, is we'd prefer to have stock on hand, being that we're a little more remote in South Dakota. By doing so, we've controlled our own destiny and brought on a lot of SKUs over the years. Right now, we probably stock 100 vinyl plank SKUs, over 100 carpet SKUs, 50 wood SKUs, 50 tile SKUs. That was kind of the name of the game for us. Stock, buy in bulk, pass that value on to our end user.
And you do a lot more than flooring, too. You've diversified your mix of what you sell, right?
Yeah. With the new location that we built in Sioux Falls, we did start to diversify out, and we do focus on countertops as well now. We're not fabricating, but we do some volume in counters, and we'd like to see that segment grow. But if it's flooring related, you know, whether it be remodel, builder, multifamily, A&D, we're kind of in every segment of the flooring industry.
Okay. So you're the place to go to buy flooring in that part of South Dakota, right?
Yeah, South Dakota is a large geography state, but not a lot of population. We have less than 1 million people. We have people that travel 3 hours to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, or 3 hours to Rapid City, South Dakota, just to come shop with us.
And so it was announced this week that you've acquired 9 Carpetland USA stores in Iowa and Illinois. The stores are in Burlington, Cedar Rapids, Clinton, Davenport, Dubuque, Waterloo, Galesburg, Moline, Sterling, and it's the stores that Eric Langan's family started, right?
Yes, that is correct.
How did this come about?
We've been friends with Eric and his team for many, many years, industry friends that we've been introduced over the years. And in the last few years, Eric has wanted a succession plan, and he seemed like the perfect fit. He's a good friend. He's a phenomenal retail operator, family-owned business. It was a perfect fit. He was the first person that we talked to about an acquisition, and it worked out really well. His company brings a level of expertise to retail that, in my opinion, is second to none. The synergies that we're going to see with the acquisition is, right now they primarily focus on retail, and this is going to allow the Carpetland Group to diversify out into the other segments that I said that we participate in. And we're going to learn a lot from the Carpetland Group as far as putting our retail on the next level. That's already great, but they do a lot of things better than we do.
Actually, we did a best practices on them in Floor Focus in April of 2015. So we've known them for a long time. And that's a little bit why it caught us by surprise. They were part of the Alliance Flooring Group with that brand name. So I guess they'll be, as part of Thornton, becoming part of the NFA group, right?
Yep. As of Monday this week, they are now an extension of Thornton Flooring, and they are a member of the NFA as we speak.
Okay. Very interesting. So by having 12 stores, what do you think the primary advantage of that will be?
Honestly, the primary advantage of having 12 stores is, one, more buying power. We're going to be able to be more important to our vendor partners. And two, it's just going to allow us to expand our reach. We have a lot of customers that have moved from South Dakota to Iowa on the, you know, builder and commercial and multifamily side. And it's been kind of a reach to get out to that area of the state of Iowa. And having those stores placed in Iowa now strategically places us to better service an existing customer network and allows us to diversify and expand our footprint.
And you told me that Eric, one of his motivators was to eventually have a succession plan, but your press release says he's going to continue to stay with the business and you're going to continue to call these stores Carpetland USA. What's the plan there?
Eric is signed up and ready to continue to operate with us. He wants to stay on this ride as long as it's fun. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun over the next, you know, several years. Okay. The whole intent with this was to keep Carpetland intact. We want to grow Carpetland, so we need every employee bought into the same goal. And I think that's going to mean long-term growth for Carpetland and more staff for Carpetland to continue to diversify out and provide services.
You mentioned that you're also in the commercial business. You're part of Fuse, and they aren't. So that'll be part of the growth strategy. Tell me a little bit about systems for supporting the business. Do you share the same ERP system, or how do you plan to integrate all that?
Currently, we do not. And, you know, I mean, being that this is 2 days into the acquisition, we're not rip the Band-Aids off type. We're, you know, we're going to soft launch into, you know, how we're going to work. So currently, we are on two different ERP systems. And I would say long term, the goal would be to switch, but that's not going to be a switch overnight by any means. We want to make sure that we understand and the best practices of operation for their company. And we want to make sure that they understand why we do what we do. And over time, we'll gradually make a switch to one system for ease of bookkeeping and HR related issues.
Now, I know about a year ago, you brought ZS Fund, a private equity firm out of New York, in as a partner. And I'm sure that's part of the, one of the reasons you were able to pull this off. Are they going to stay with your business long-term, you think? You know, private equity, sometimes they're long-term partners and sometimes they're in for a short period. What's your feel on that?
Yeah, they're what's called a family office. They have businesses that they have partnered with that they have held for over 20 years. And the one thing to note with them, too, is they're more of a partnership as far as, you know, funding, finances, things like that, where Matt Thornton is still a controlling share of Thornton Flooring, so still has the dictating say on what we do. But really, it was risk mitigation and, you know, not just leveraging all of his own poker chips and bringing in that investment group in order to help us grow.
Okay, sounds good. I failed to ask you at the beginning, but how's Thornton's business right now? Because, you know, it's been kind of a mixed bag situation in Iran. Is business still good with you guys?
Business is okay. The positive of being diverse is, you know, when one leg is down, the other one might be up and vice versa. Right now, I'm very glad that we are diverse because today, multifamily new construction is a little bit off. Commercial's off. Builders are pushing units out at the same pace they were last year. Our retail traffic has been up for the year. So I think overall, it's good. It's not 2022 good by any means, but I think we are definitely sustaining. And that's why, you know, I guess also in looking at acquiring other companies, we want to outpace our market growth. And we've got really good saturation in South Dakota. And so we needed to look elsewhere in order to continue to grow.
So you're not done yet?
That would be the plan. Yeah, we would love to continue to grow above and beyond where we are today. So I would hope to be having another call like this in the future with you.
Fantastic. Mike, it was great to talk to you. Thanks for telling our listeners a little bit about what's going on with Thornton's rapid growth. Again, been talking to Mike Husby with Thornton's Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.